Welcome to the Las Vegas Weekly Nightlife Podcast, Nocturnal Admissions. I'm Deanna Rilling. In studio today, we are lucky to have producer DJ Nick Terranova, a.k.a. Star Killers, and Miss Nadia Ali, who's currently in Vegas collaborating with Nick. Hello.
Hi.
What's happening?
How are you?
So thank you both for coming in tonight.
Pleasure.
First off, for both of you, how did collaborating together come about?
He stalked me. I stalked him.
Yeah. It's kind of how it works.
Actually, we worked together for many years indirectly because of remixes and stuff. He did work for IO, which was my original project. And I reached out to him when I wanted a remix for my second single off of Embers.
Yeah. It's kind of how it worked. No, I'm just yeah, I mean, that's kind of basically how I met her. And then I always have been a big fan of hers for a long time. So, you know, it was funny because I actually introduced her to ROB last night, and he actually broke Rapture in Las Vegas when, you know, we were doing the whole C2K bit back then and everything. And that was, I was like sitting on the dance floor and remember running up to Rob going, what is this record? What is this record? You know, and it was like, yeah, he kind of told me the whole thing, but it was funny to see him last night and meet her, and like, yeah. It was kind of just a weird thing, but yeah, just big fans, I guess.
So, Nadia, last time we talked, you said you were working with Nick on Keep It Coming. Mm-hmm. That's out now, correct?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not
no.
out?
No.
Oh, okay. When might we expect to see that? And are you still
working
on it?
We've been procrastinating.
Well, we've been taking our time. Yeah. We have to wait for the right time for it to come out. Because it's a really special record, and you know, we want to make sure that we release it at the right point.
Okay. For you, when you guys collaborate together, what's the production process like? Do you, Nadia, write lyrics and send it to him, or are you starting out with like a beat? How does it work for you, Joe?
You want to answer that? Or you want me to answer it?
I can start, and then you can elaborate.
Yeah, no problem.
The way that we worked on Keep It Coming is, he sent me a few instrumentals, and that particular song, I loved just the production alone, and I was inspired to write like a melody and a lyric for it, and I sent it to him, and we worked actually, we worked together before we even met, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we exchanged, because when we met in the conference this year, mm-hmm. that was before Keep It Coming?
Yeah, it was before.
I don't know if it was.
Yeah, it was. I think it was in the midst of doing it.
Yeah, and what happened is I sent him the files, because nowadays you can work electronically so much. And, you know, I just sent him back the files for my vocals, and he did his magic and sent me back the track, and I was like, whoa! Yeah.
Kind of work like that.
But now we're working in a different way because we're in the studio together, and it's a totally different chemistry when you're actually, you know, creating something at the moment, you know, together, as opposed to, you know, going
back
and forth.
She gets to watch me slowly do it.
No way. He is an animal in the studio. He is out of control. He's a wizard in there. It's really fun to watch him.
Yeah, it's different, I think, you know, when you have a singer in the studio. Mm-hmm. You know, you're almost, not forced, but your standard goes a bit higher, you know. Mm-hmm. You want to, I don't know, maybe it's a female, I want to impress her, like, so many different ways, I'm feeling very cool about it, you know. Like, so I kind of, my mind will think differently than when I'm just by myself, you know, or... she could say, oh, I like that. You know, I'm inspired by that. So it'll make me go a different direction than just sitting there by myself doing some chords or beats or, like, whatever, you know, because I can basically kind of create the energy that I want to have in the track, and she's there and going, yeah, okay, I like this. You know what I mean? I'm really inspired by this. So I know that this energy is correct for her than just, like, having some loops and beats and, okay, she can write a nice song over this. You know what I mean?
He just made a track in literally an hour and a half, 2 hours. He made it and arranged it, and now we're going to work on it when we get back to the studio and write to it.
Yeah.
And then it'll change even more.
Yeah, yeah. So look out.
Now, you said you've been at the conference. Was it Winter Music Conference?
Yes, it was.
In this year, 2009? Yeah. Okay. Did you guys just randomly bump into each other or make plans to meet up? Or?
No, we have a mutual friend that, you know, said, I'm actually with Nick in Austin. And, yeah, she was like, come and join us for lunch and met him. And, yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah, we fell in love.
No, I'm just playing. Nick, who has a girlfriend who's awesome.
So, was today the first time you've actually been in the studio live together, or have there been a couple other sessions?
No, this is the first time.
Wow.
Yeah, you're watching history in the making.
Yeah. So, tweeting in the making, too.
Yeah, tweeting. We're tweeting all about it. It's fun to watch the fans.
And if people want to follow you on Twitter,
it's
twitter.com/NadiaAli.
Yeah, I'm www.aol.com. You can find me there.
Have you heard the skit by Bobby Bottle Service?
No.
Oh, my God. Brilliant. You should check him out on YouTube.
Yeah. He's bomb. Bobby Bottle Service. Check him out, guys.
Yeah.
Just sorry. Plug.
His Twitter is twitter.com/StarKillers.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just kind of started cranking out a song today. What all do you plan on working on here? Just like one good track or maybe like a series of?
A series.
Okay.
Yeah, series. I mean, I think when you're working with professionals and stuff like that, you know, Nadi really knows what she wants, you know, direction-wise. I think, you know, we definitely said, hey, you know, we want to go back to the club.
Yeah.
You know, we're you know, I'm sick of making floaty tunes and this and that. You know, we want to hit, you know, club. We want big club records and you know, Nadia wants to kind of a bit more of the underground.
Edgier stuff.
Because
I've done a lot of melodic stuff, and I got to express myself musically in my album, Embers. And, you know, I kind of now feel like I need to get that darker side of me on club tracks, because I have that background because of, you know, going to nightclubs when I was 14 years old, sneaking out of my house when I shouldn't have. So I kind of always, you know, I love like the old school guys like Tenaglia and Junior Vasquez and, you know, all of the older guys that, you know, just gave me that love for the darker, deeper underground stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like a lot of people in the nightlife industry were stinking into clubs back in the day. I don't know if you were. I mean, you grew up in Vegas, right, Nick?
I mean, no, I actually, it's funny because I grew up in Utah.
Oh, okay.
And
so there's nothing to sneak into up there.
Yeah, there's nothing. They actually have a really good scene there, but
now, right?
Yeah, now they do. Great promoters up there, good guys up there. I kind of grew up in Utah until about 14 years old. I dropped out of high school. And I didn't even make it to high school. I dropped out in eighth grade, and I moved to New York, and I stayed there until I was 22, 23 years old, and kind of went back and never went back to Utah, but just kind of left. Kind of made my way and hustled. Mm-hmm. Kind of found my way into the music industry.
You're a hustler, baby.
Yeah. And so I kind of say, well, you know, I'm from New York, this and that. But, I mean, I was here in Vegas for a little while in 2000 for like 10 months when C2K was open.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we were doing the whole Delta Heavy tour, all those big, you know, so like the first time Vegas had seen like, you know, these big DJs and stuff. So I was the resident of all those DJs, you know, basically coming, I was the opener and part of that whole scene. And then after that shut down, I said, well, if there's no reason for me to be in Vegas, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I left and I disappeared and then reappeared 6 years later with Discoteca.
Very cool.
Kind of an ode to Nick disappearing.
You know? Do you primarily call Vegas home now, or are you more LA-based?
No, I live here. Mm-hmm. You know, I live in Las Vegas. And, I mean, I lived in L.A. for a long time, too, but I just didn't do a lot of voiceovers, a lot of movie stuff. But I never really, I didn't really like it. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't think it's not really a place for me. I like calmness and cheapness and 24-hourness.
And buying ice cream at 4 a.m.
Yeah,
decadence.
Like gyms that you can actually work out in. Mm-hmm. And, like, casinos that you can spend all your money in, but then you can also win money. And if you win a lot of money, then you can buy something nice for your grandma. So that kind of stuff. But Yeah.
No, Nadia, you're in New York, but what do you think of Vegas when you come out here? Because you've been here a few times, so good stories, bad stories, a mixture of both.
Oh, God.
Drunk last night.
Hey, I was going to say, it was your birthday party last night, Nick, at Jet.
For the record, I was not drunk.
Cold slam.
We actually did have an amazing time. This was the first time I actually saw Nick play a full set. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, even more impressed with his, you know, creativity because I saw, you know, because it's not, I mean, it's one thing to be able to create music, but it's another thing to also have a sensibility for a dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really cool. My experiences in Vegas have varied. I've had some crazy times. The first time I came to Vegas was in 2000,
mm-hmm.
and we drove from Los Angeles to Vegas, and I remember it was just one of the most magical trips because we saw the desert. I personally saw the desert for the first time in the United States, because, you know, in the East Coast, you just have, like,
right.
mountains.
Well, you think there's just buildings everywhere across America.
Exactly. Buildings just grow.
Yeah, they just grew out of the, yeah. So it was pretty incredible to be here the first time, and then a few more times I came, and I have to say, you know, it's such a decadent city that I was a little like, it was sensory overload after a certain point. I was like, wow, this city is just intense. You know? So is New York. So it's kind of a little crazy to think that Vegas is extreme, but it is extreme in its own way. And, you know, it's a marvel because of the, you know, the amount of casinos that exist here and the people that flock to Vegas for, you know, maybe the chance to make a lot of money. Kind of crazy. But, I mean, this time around I'm having a lot more fun because I'm creative. I'm not just coming to perform. Which is really, it's just such a wonderful feeling to just be in that zone, you know?
Is there any particular reason why you picked the holidays to come to Las Vegas?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it was Nick's birthday yesterday. Happy yeah. birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, so it was his birthday. So
living a tree.
I wanted to see him play, and I knew he was playing last night at Jet. So
I didn't. I was kind of bummed.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh,
I didn't
goodness.
Know.
Yeah.
It was kind of just like for VIP people.
Oh. No wonder why I wasn't invited.
Nah, I mean, it was, you know what? It was kind of set up by Eddie McDonald. And it was kind of a last-minute thing. It was just like, yeah, let's go have a birthday party kind of thing.
Yeah, I saw the tweets this morning. I was like, oh, you were spinning. I had no idea.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just a lot of our close friends and stuff, a lot mm-hmm. of people, and just fun, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be anything crazy or, you know, whatever, but we had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, I mean, even you mentioned that it's the holidays. I kind of, like, just when I want to be creative, I don't care what time of year it is, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
kind of like when the energy is there, you know, Nick and I have been talking a lot, you know, via Skype, or I should say iChat. And so it was just about, it was like, man, we need to create music, you know, with all of this like interaction, and we have all these ideas, and
we wanted to stare at each other on iChat forever.
God, he is awful.
It was intense.
Yeah.
Has beautiful lips.
Oh my God, Nick!
So you guys, I chat about music or no?
Yeah. We do chat
sometimes,
about music.
Yeah. I mean, we get there. Why not?
So besides the iChat sessions, no. Now where do you record? You have a studio in your home out here in Vegas, Nick?
I have three of them.
Okay.
Times two.
Oh my God.
I can't do math, so.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's like three and a half.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay, cool.
I do pool cleaning service, too, as well.
Nick Turnover. At least he's giving you an interesting interview.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
Well, I'm a record producer is what I am.
Right.
So I have three studios. And we work, depends, like my partners, Howie and Austin and them,
mm-hmm.
They will, they'll... You know, if I'm cutting vocals with her or producing a track with her and there needs to be other stuff done, like, they'll go over to the other studio and, you know, pitch vocals or, you know, come up with ideas or whatever. So nobody's ever on top of each other.
Cool.
You know, and they're all set up the same way. So it's like, basically, we just have a flow of, a very good workflow all together. Nobody gets in the way.
Cool.
Except.
No, Nadia, you've been doing like YouTube like videos mm-hmm. for your fans and whatnot. The recent one, you know, was with Ned Shepherd.
Yeah.
Who's a great producer. So one thing that he said that I thought was interesting is he said that producers think you're the coveted vocalist of dance music.
Aw.
So what's kind of your reaction to that? And Nick, I mean, what was one of the reasons you sought Nadia to work with?
It's a great honor when anybody wants to work with you, period. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been really blessed to work with the people that I want to work with. And it's amazing because I feel that, I've worked with a lot of producers, and I know the people that really know their stuff, you know? So when I, you know, got to work with Ned and Sultan, and, you know, now that I'm working with Nick, Austin, and all those guys, like, it's just... You know, it's just really flattering that people want to work with me, you know? And it's just amazing that, because everything that you do with, you know, the songs that I'm going to do with Nick are totally different than the songs that I'm going to do with, you know, Ned and Sultan, for example. So it's just really nice to be creative all the time. Mm-hmm. It's really nice.
And then what was my question? I'm sorry.
That's okay. And for you... what was maybe one reason in particular you sought Nadia to work with?
She had very suckable lips.
Oh, okay. is that on her resume?
No, I mean, I just, she's just, I mean, yeah, she just had like amazing songs. Like, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of my core audience is female too as well. So, I mean, just from the stuff I've done. And I think her, you know, a lot of girls really, really like her voice and that kind of thing. So I think the power between us, you know, coming together and working and just the sexiness of what we do together will translate really well, you know, and I mean, obviously, you know, being fans for so many years of each other and not really having the chance to kind of meet and mm-hmm. be with each other, like, you know, the chemistry in the studio is like pretty amazing, and I think we work well together.
Cool.
You know,
and,
yeah.
For these productions you're doing with her, are you producing under Nick Terranova or Starkillers or maybe a little of both? Because there seems to be a distinct flavor with the separation sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Starkillers is obviously it's more of a bigger sound, mm-hmm. you know, so it's definitely, you know, I would always, you know, put that kind of with Nadia. I think she deserves that and she likes that, you know. but Nick Terranova is just more underground tracky stuff. It's something I want to really just push beat-wise. I don't want to do any kind of, you know, vocal kind of stuff. I almost want to take it more techno kind of thing, where it's just beat-driven music. But yeah, I mean, Starkillers and Nadia Ali is a force to be reckoned with, I think, from 2010.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So speaking of 2010, kind of to wrap it up, what do you each have in store, either working together or separately? Nadia, for you, what can we expect from you in 2010?
Well, yeah, you know, hopefully the tracks that I do with Nick are going to be out in 2010. And I just recently did a track with Toca Disco called Better Run, which we're going to continue to support into 2010. I did a track with Schiller, who is a German producer. He's really wonderful to work with. Completely opposite end of the rainbow from Starkillers, which is really nice because I like to, again, you know, showcase my diversity, and I love doing the melodic stuff as well. So I have that in the works, and I have a track that I'm doing with Armin van Buuren for his next album. And there's just going to be a lot of Nadia Ali in 2010. Hopefully my fans won't get sick of it.
Do you have any plans yet to come back to Vegas for another show?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm going to do hopefully a big tour starting summer 2010. So Vegas is definitely going to be a stop in it because there's a team here, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to tour with Nick as well, so yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah, she's going to start DJing, and I'm going to sing, you know.
I guess before the summer tour, do you think you guys might do anything together at WMC?
That's a good question.
That'll be fun. Yeah. I mean, we could.
Probably, we haven't probably rock it out.
I mean, we're definitely going to be hanging out.
We're definitely going to be hanging out. you know, at the conference, the Winter Music Conference.
It's going to be my 10th year. To go to the conference.
Nice. Last year was my first, and we ended up running into each other at the Beatport pool party. Like,
really?
Everybody from Vegas just, like, all ran into each other at the same party. We're like, hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are here. Yeah.
I think for me, I'm just going to take a break for a year. You know?
Liar.
I'm not really going to do anything for a little while. No. 2009, basically, I had... it was a great year for me. I found a lot of things that... I did a lot of things. I lost 85 pounds, reinvented my whole sound, reinvented my whole look, style, everything. It was a big year of, you know, rebranding who I was and coming back. You know, I didn't want to do the electro stuff. I didn't want to do get branded for that whole thing. So I released Bitch Ass Trick, which was number 3. And on Beatport, and then I released the Funk Phenomenon, which I did with Armin van Helden. And thank you very much. And that went number 1. And those both went on the top 50. It made it top 25, but the top 50 is selling tracks of 2009 before.
Very cool.
So, and they've had, I think they had over 150,000 releases on Beatport. So to make it to the top, 2 in the top 25 was really good for me. On a comeback, did some cool things, remixed for DJ Rap,
this year I think.
And Shiny Toy Guns, and doing some cool stuff, and then basically I got my deal with Ultra, so I have my Nocturnal name back, so I'll definitely, I'm doing a new imprint myself, and then I have my new artist, Maya. Yeah, Maya Marie. You guys can check her out at Maya Marie Music. Just Google it, you know. But she's one of my artists that I'm producing and signed with my label and production company, too. And so you'll see more stuff by her as well. But, yeah, I mean, 2010, it's going to be hard-hitting. That's for sure.
Big year.
It'll be a big year.
And for your fans in Vegas, Nick, do you have any upcoming gigs planned?
No, because I don't want to play Vegas anymore. So I just want to let all you promoters know that I'm not really into Vegas at this point, so don't call.
He's joking.
I'm just playing. No, I mean, there's, you know, talks, obviously. The people from Angel Music Group talk to my agent and stuff, so, you know, there's definitely stuff in the works always, you know.
Great.
I'd like to have more stuff in the works, but we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Maybe a stand-up comedy tour.
Yeah, well, I've definitely looked into that. So, you know, if everything
keeps
falls.
Keeps me entertained, that's for sure.
If everything falls. But yeah, no, I want to say what's up to Vegas, you know, and you guys rock. Everybody's been real supportive and stuff. And I know a lot of you people don't know if I live here, but I do live here. I just stay out of the scene, you know.
He just talks like a New Yorker.
Yeah, yeah. And that's it. But, you know, if you're ever out and you see me, don't be afraid to come say hi or whatever. I'm always into that kind of stuff, you know.
Very cool.
I know I look kind of tough, but it's
a
just
teddy
a face.
Bear.
Yeah.
So, and of course, if people want to check you guys out, learn more about you, Google.
Yeah, the website's www.google.com.
NadiaAli.com. My Twitter page, my Facebook page, actually I'm the most interactive with. It's facebook.com/NadiaAli.
I think everybody's kind of abandoned their MySpace pages for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, I still have mine for, like, my dates.
Oh, you mean your tour dates?
Yeah, my tour
those
dates.
Two.
Right.
And you can look me up there and see when I'm coming to your town for a date, an ideal date. Maybe I can take you to the Cheesecake Factory, and then I could cook you dinner in the morning.
Oh, my God.
You know,
dinner in
whatever.
The morning and Cheesecake Factory at night. Awesome.
Yeah, and I'm going to make you an omelet or something with goat cheese.
Very cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Very nice. And are you going to make Nadia breakfast in the morning?
Always. Always. We slept till 4 o'clock in the afternoon today.
I don't blame you guys.
And then we went to the gym. And
it happens.
We went out and ate a banana bread. And then we came here.
Well, thank you.
And then we went to go home.
Well, yeah. Thanks, you guys, though. No, I definitely appreciate you stopping by the studio. And
thank you so much for having us. Yeah. And thanks so much for the continued support in Las Vegas.
Hey, no problem. There's some good kids out here in the scene.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
So they're really
show
great.
Me one.
Who?
I don't know.
I'll show you my Facebook. Yeah. There's some really good ones out there.
There's a lot of good people here.
Yeah.
A lot of good DJs, a lot of good people.
There's a good little subculture going on.
Yeah, sure.
But again, thank you very much for coming in. And then if people want to learn more about you, of course, they can always go to our website, lasvegasweekly.com.
Right. You can find that at Google, too.
Yeah, it also shows up on Google. Yes. But yeah, it's lasvegasweekly.com. We have a lot of nightlife coverage there, upcoming events. So if Nadia's got an upcoming date as well as Nick, we'll definitely make sure we have it on our site. And thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.